When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson, bringing it to you live on a Thursday. Looking ahead for the weekend already, trying to skip days. This morning, it's Will and I have gotten to know each other really well in mannerisms, and he's just like, "You all right? You look tired." You know what? I'm not tired. I would say irritated, annoyed this morning. Trying to get kids up, kids moving. Always something. Love them to death. And then on top of that, once we got moving, I'm like, you know what? It is cold outside, and I hate the cold weather.
It is, though.
Like, it's cold. It's not the coldest it's been here, obviously. You know, and the winds haven't really kicked up. But I'm telling you, it's cold. And you know me, I'm a cold weather wimp. Okay, I know that. I already know. But then the sun doesn't come out. It's just gray. It gets me. I mean,
yeah, you're a
borderline
guy.
Pissed.
Yeah, you're a seasonal guy.
Yeah,
you love that warm weather.
Yeah, but man, it's like, I mean, how many layers? Like, I got a big coat on this morning. That's not my gym. I usually just come in like a hoodie or something. You know.
I know.
I'm wearing a stocking cap in the studio.
Well,
that's because it might be colder in here than it is. I could be sitting outside and
Hooks,
be warmer.
That's a fashion thing by you.
I do like hoodies.
I mean, the stocking cap. You wear the stocking caps quite often.
I like them a lot. I have an arrangement of them.
I know. I'm not a stocking
cap. I'm wearing
cap
the
guy.
Old Lincoln socks one today.
Yeah.
Because I like the little ball on top thing.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool.
I got my Slims one. I got a ton of golf ones. Because if you hit the old early season golf or winter golf, you're usually in a stocking cap.
Need it.
Fashion. So, yeah, that's what I was. I wasn't, like, tired. I'm not tired. I just was, you know, and they always contemplate, because I have to exercise patience in the morning. Because, you know, you want your kids to get off to a great start to the day. Not the last thing they hear is dad or mom going, "Get in the car!"
Well, sometimes you need to do that.
You know,
that's their fault. If they don't want to hear that,
yelling at them, or parents getting outside, you know, outer body experiences, saying something they shouldn't say.
Right.
You know, so I'm all right. I'm good. Thanks for asking, though.
You're reflecting.
Yeah,
it's a good thing to do.
My wife's got to be listening to this. I'm waiting for her to like, "You're fine. You blah, blah."
Kids just need to get up and go to school. You know what always worked for me? For some reason, when I was young and mom would bring us to school, we would not want to get up. We'd just be laying in bed. And for some reason, this would work. She'd go, "Okay, well, I guess you're not going to school today." And for some reason, we would like...
Wait a minute.
That would scare us for some reason.
Yeah.
But well, like in reality, why wouldn't we not want to go to school? Like,
yeah, go. Your buddies are there. You're learning. It's a learning institution.
Right.
Ours is no school, no extracurricular activities.
Right. Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah, no school, no practice.
Which I get.
No school. Like today at the kids' school, this is the annual like 8th grade versus teachers volleyball after school today. It's a cool event for the kids. They have 8th graders that play against the teachers, the staff.
Wow. That's
cool. At the school. But like, you don't go to school? You don't go to that.
Yeah. Right.
You hang out at home, bro.
But they went to school. Yeah, they did.
So it's all good. It's all good, man. We got a lot of fun today. I don't know if it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll make it fun. Husker Hoops, Henry T. Buchanan. Can't wait to talk to the Mac.
T.
Marco D'Angelo, wageadoc.com. He's going to pick you a couple games today.
Yep, just two, right?
Just two.
Yep.
That's all.
It'll
see,
be a...
My wife just said, ha.
Yeah, I see. Stacy knows.
She knows.
Loyal.
And also, Coryell's going to come in.
Yep.
If, as long as she's not at TJ Maxx or somewhere else, she'll be here for a couple of games.
Or at the bar.
At the bar. And then, to end, we'll do our daily parlay.
Yes.
We'll talk to you about it. We're, you know, exercising our rights here a little bit to try to be better.
It'll come.
And a whole lot of you. If you feel free. If you want to get something off your chest today, it's Thursday like I just did, and you just want to air it out, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. And if you're just, you know what, you need something positive today, go to ESPNLincoln.com and just give the effort to try to win the new year, new cash. $2,000 a day. That's it. Simple. Not many days left, by the way.
Nope. Five more.
Not
counting
many days
today.
Left. Five more days counting today. So you got it. You got the parent thing.
I did.
You're well above your age right
now.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Moving right along. By the way, before we get there, speaking of your age, obviously we talk a ton of Husker football and recruiting. And our wide receivers coach is younger than you.
He's my age. He's going to turn 24 like this month or something.
Yeah, but you turned it.
Yeah, okay, if you want to get that technical,
okay,
yes, he's younger than me.
I mean, I there's moments when you feel really old. I saw a picture of him, like, out recruiting. I'm like, who's the student?
Yeah.
The only reason I knew it was him is, like, he's in Husker gear.
Right.
I'm like, whoa!
It's interesting.
It's super interesting, and I'm intrigued by it. Because a lot of
too.
People were doubting it. Obviously, we haven't seen results on field and stuff, but you're seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you be you.
Hey,
he can't even rent a car at a good rate yet. Neither can you.
Yeah, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Whose genius idea was it to have to be 25 to rent a car?
We don't trust you enough yet to drive.
24?
Yeah, 25. Maybe you're growing up a little bit.
Unbelievable. I didn't think there was anything else to look forward to with birthdays, but there is. 25.
Well, there's so many things to look forward to on birthdays. Right now, it's just blessed to be awake, man.
Oh, man. I guess you're right.
That's every day, though. But, yeah, he can't even rent a car at a good rate yet.
I know. The school's going to have to rent one for him.
I mean, he probably gets ID'd at the bar still.
Probably.
You know?
A lot of us do.
All the things at my age I wish was still happening.
You come in a tavern, I'll ask for your
ID.
Yeah,
just do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Just
the women, the moms love it.
They eat it up, don't they?
Oh, my God. They don't even know me, but when I ask for their ID, my God.
They just get it out with a smile, don't they? They're like, yep.
Yes, and they start smiling and laughing. And
do you get ones like the, sorry, we'll talk Husker, but like this is so funny, because like, do you ever get the ones that like say some snarky little thing? Well, just made it yesterday.
Oh, God.
I'm barely there.
I hear the worst jokes.
I'm barely there.
And I hear them all the time. The most common one is, it's a pretty good fake, isn't it? Hilarious. So, anyways.
We should have a segment where it's just like things you hear at the bar for you.
No, we should. That's actually an idea I had with Boss Man over there. Kind of a podcast. It's something. Let's not get into it.
Right. Woo! Now we're making. All right, let's go. Husker hoops last night. Didn't go well.
No.
78-63. Loser. Northwestern. By the way, shout out Kevin Suits. He did also tweet this morning. All he simply said was over.
Yep, he called it.
He called it. The over. He already said they already hit 70 points like seven times this year. The man knows his stuff.
He does. Don't doubt.
Give him a follow on Twitter. Check him out on 10-11.
I was at the game.
You were at the game? I was not. I watched the first half. We had baseball last night at 7:30. So I got the first half in. And early on, they're like, okay.
Yeah, look good.
Cooking at something. Okay, KSA.
Yeah, KSA was doing it. He had 15 in like the first 10 minutes.
KSA, you do you, man. For him, 9 of 17, played 33 minutes, 3 of 9 from 3. Ended with 22 points on the night. Jamarcus Lawrence, hey, how about a first start debut, man? How good did that look for him? 33 minutes, 4 of 9, 4 of 8 from 3, 12 points. You just didn't get it anywhere else.
Nope.
Unfortunately. Derek Walker, 3 of 6, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Hey, shout out Sam Hoiberg, 18 minutes in the game last night.
And he
goes, but he's a hustle guy.
He is.
He's a hustle, but 3 of 5. He had 6 points.
Hooks, who was the guy?
Four rebounds.
Who was the guy a few years ago who kind of was in the same position? He had to start playing because we were hurt. And he started playing really good. And like he started.
Thor?
No, not Thor. Not Thor.
Because that's how Thor's career started.
No, it was like Charlie.
Easley?
Easley.
Yeah.
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 Horberg. Hey, he's the new Charlie Easley. Because he's going to come off the bench and just be a spark.
Nice work. I mean, 6 rebounds. I apologize. 6 and 6 last night. But you get the CJ Wilcher, 1 of 3 in 19 minutes. Boy, that's less than 20.
No, he did not play much.
Breidenbach, he played 11 minutes last night.
Unproductive.
0 for 4.
He had a few turnovers, too.
And they just could not figure out how to stop Ty Berry in the first half. His season high was 19 against Liberty. He 21 in the first half.
He went
half.
Off.
Done. He ends up 33 minutes, 10 of 17, 6 of 12 from 3. 6 threes, 26 points on the night. Boo Booey. I love that name. 17 points on the game. Northwestern ends up shooting 52% from the game. They go out and make 11 threes. And they turned the ball over 15 times. Nebraska could just never get anything going, man. 14 assists, 16 turnovers last night in the game. First half, they shot 50%.
Well, and they only shot 1 3 for the first 10 minutes.
They were 5 of 10 in the first half. They end up 9 of 25 for the game. It's the runs. Northwestern went on runs in this game. And here it is.
Give them credit.
We knew it. We said it yesterday, Robin Watts. Everybody said it. You absolutely missed Vanderbilt and Gary. This is going to be tough sledding the rest of the way out, Husker fans.
Mm-hmm.
Tough sledding the rest of the way out. Real tough on the way out. What was it like inside PBA last night? On TV, it looked a little sparse crowd.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I actually somehow maneuvered my way into getting Noble's seats last night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So I sat.
Now you're talking.
That's right. I ran into Noble before the game. And
now you're talking.
He gave me his club seats.
Ooh,
so,
Wilson.
Or VIP seats, I think is what he called them.
And they're down in the.
We were row 5.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
We were row 5.
I know where you're at. Did you get a little pass around your neck?
No, we didn't have. No, we didn't have a pass.
Did you show your ticket and get up in the Emeritus Club?
Yeah, we got in there.
Buddy. Shorter beer lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
obviously.
Much.
I mean, you had the experience then.
Yeah, it was cool.
And when it gets tough and you're like, I'm done, I'm gonna go take a break. Just go up in the club.
Yeah.
Sit there and you can see it. You can see high above up there.
It was cool.
Yeah, it's a cool area.
Thank you to Noble. Not to name drop or anything.
No, that's all right. You name drop you what you want.
Anyways, yeah, I was there. The crowd was okay. They got into it a little bit. But it just got out of hand pretty quick, and we got to give Northwestern credit. I think that's going to be. I mean, they're 12. They're now 13-5.
13-5.
It's a good record, and I think they're one of the best teams in the Big Ten. I mean, they're playing really good, even after a layoff they had. Canceling games, it didn't look like they took any time off. I mean, I think that's a good team.
It's a good team, well coached. Nebraska just couldn't find it. I mean, they had no answer. If you go back and look from the end of the first half and into the second half. They went on a 41-15 run. They blew the doors open of that game early in the second. What was it, 63-40 all of a sudden when you looked up?
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, man. And I don't even know. I mean, it's you're missing dudes.
Yeah. It's unlucky.
Not that that's an excuse. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of one because you missed two athletic, gritty, defensive brass the board guys. That's huge. Two starters. But it just, off to a positive note, ended on a negative note.
Now, yes, it looks like we're kind of screwed right now. But the freshmen that are getting minutes, I see potential there.
It's going to be valuable going forward. Now, depends on, I mean, it's valuable for sure, right? Getting the experience, getting in the game, the rotation. I mean, that's all said if it's valuable, depending on how the season ends and if minds get changed on who your head coach is. I don't think they will. They're valuable now. Or Nebraska. Well, things change.
There was already a little bit of that going on last night. I saw a few Twitter accounts kind of, one of them was saying, year four, ladies and gentlemen, year four, kind of say, this is what we're getting in year four.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the injuries is a big excuse, I think.
It's tough, man.
We'll see what happens. I mean, this was the first game without those two. Okay, so you learn. You learn by game by game in practice.
Figure it out. But you got to keep moving, right? Next person up. But you look ahead. You got it. This is what you got the next two. Saturday, you go to College Park, Maryland. Oof. At Maryland, 3:30 start. You get back home, maybe get a little rest. And then the following Tuesday, 6 o'clock, Champaign, Illinois, at Illinois. You got back-to-back road games coming up. I think the
not fun
confidence, not in the team, but the confidence as a fan, you're like, uh-oh.
There's people in Africa that right? don't even know who Nebraska is that are picking us to lose these next two games.
I mean, it's, wow, 10-11, 3-7 in conference. You lost two straight now, 7-3 at home, and you are still only 3-8. Away from the friendly confines of Pinnacle Bank Arena.
We've said everything that we can
say. So we're going to take a break. We're going to take that break because if anybody can help turn this page and give us a little bit of confidence, it'll be the legend when we come back. We'll have Henry T. Buchanan.